God's people have always worshipped God, grateful for what God has given them. They praise, give thanks, pray, serve one another, and make offerings. For many, many years, God's people made offerings in the ways directed by God through the temple laws. They gave animals, grains, fruit, oil, and more to burn as offerings on altars of never-ending fires. But sometimes the offerings became more important than worshiping God. People wondered, how many goats or measures of grain are enough to please God? How many jars of oil or baskets of olives will get me closer to God? God realized that the people had lost their understanding of what was truly important, not showy ceremonies, but a true relationship with God and with one another. So God gave a message to Micah, a prophet who spoke God's word to the people. Micah began by posing a question to the people. What should I bring for an offering to God that shows how much I honor God? Then he continued, perhaps with a twinkle in his eye, knowing that his words would shock the people. Should I come with armloads of offerings? Should I even bring my youngest cows? The people must have thought, what is Micah saying? That would be way more than would be required. Micah continued, will God be pleased with thousands of rams? Who has thousands of rams? This is outrageous. The people would have been stunned. Micah had more to ask. Would God like tens of thousands of rivers of oil? Now that is just ridiculous, the people thought. Micah was exaggerating to help the people see that there could never be enough stuff to offer God. Not armloads or even thousands or even tens of thousands of offerings. Then he went one step further and asked, should I give God my oldest child in order to forgive my wrongs? God's people must have been alarmed. What was Micah saying? Would their offerings never be enough for God? What should they do? Micah said, God has told you what is good. What God requires from you is just three things. Do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with God. The people knew that this meant to be fair and treat others right, to be loving and kind to all, and to spend time with God, for that is what God really wanted from them. These things are still what is good and what God wants from us today.
Perfect.